Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. You've seen him in Ring of Honor. You've seen him in AEW, WWE, NXT. Now you're going to see him in MLW this weekend at Intimidation Games. We got Bobby Fish. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm very excited. I think this is the first time we've done an interview, and a big time, a long time admirer of Red Dragon and MMA pro wrestling crossover in general. And I'm so excited to talk about this, to talk about MLW and the like. So yeah, lots of stuff going on here with MLW. You've decided to join them for Intimidation Games. What was the thing that drew you to MLW? Because we have seen you a bit of everywhere. It's not like you haven't had suitors in the last few years.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of what it became, was like, hey, I could pop up anywhere. I kind of like that dynamic, and enjoyed the whole unpredictability that came along with that. But MLW has such a young, like, underground feel to it. I don't want to give too much props to my opponent on Thursday, but Alex Kane is a perfect example of that young sort of underground, getting discovered, but not quite ready for prime time, but yet they kind of are. There's just, Court Bauer has created such a almost intangible sort of dynamic there that I don't know. I don't know that you need to put your finger on it, because you might not be able to, but it's there.
And as you mentioned, you're facing Alex Kane this Thursday at Intimidation Games. It's at the Melrose Ballroom, Queens, New York. Alex Kane is, despite him having been a world champion, is still a little bubbling under the mainstream. But I mean, this is also a guy who, like, 3 months ago had a 48-minute world championship match, which is just wild to even think. But what are you looking at? Like, when you see Alex Kane and his specific skill set, what is it that captures your eye, captures your imagination, and you're like, you know what? I think we can do something special.
So the first thing I look for is athleticism. And I think that for me, coming from athletics my whole childhood, and pro wrestling is kind of a combination of things. But I mean, let's be honest, there are people who have been successful in pro wrestling who are not the best athletes. You know, it can be done. But as far as like just my flavor of ice cream, yeah, I want to get in there with somebody who can go step for step with me athletically, who's got quick twitch muscle fiber, who's dynamic, you know, who's able to, you know, to me, it's all in the hips, man. If you can pop those hips, there's a certain way that athletes do it because, you know, your hips are an integral part of almost everything when it comes to athletics. And Alex has that. You know, he has it, dare I say, in spades. So this has been a matchup that's been kind of a long time in the making. And for it to finally be here, I'm really looking forward to it. I almost prefer it now because he has had a little bit more time to get some seasoning. You know, I've been around him a few times on some with some companies outside of MLW, and yeah, man, he's a kid that gets it. He's a kid that's got the goods, and I'm ready to go with him on Thursday. I cannot wait.
At this point, like what goes into you saying, you know what, I'll take this booking, or maybe I won't? Like, for example, I saw you have a really great match with Vinny Pacifico a few months ago. And that's another guy that I look at and I'm like, okay, like from a social media aspect, like he gets it, he understands it, he integrates it, and wasn't like the first name that I would have thought, yeah, Bobby Fish is gonna work him and they're gonna have a really good like 20-minute match. And then you all go out there and it works really well. What goes into that? At this point, do you have a say in your opponent? Do they say, hey, who would you like to face? Anything like that?
I think I've always got somewhat of a say, like as far as being able to hit the reject button. I think I've kind of got that, but I have, at this point, I've really grown a taste for, like, I like working with the younger talent. I want to help, developing talent on the come up at this point. I feel like that's my calling, my niche, my whatever you want to call it. I get something out of that. So as much as like, oh, well, that's, you know, the right thing to do, play it forward, etc. I, in a way, it's a little bit selfish because when I see the light bulb go off in somebody's head, or I see a younger guy, just seeing the value in some of this otherwise like useless knowledge that I have up in this empty head of mine. You know, really, like if you think about it outside of the context of pro wrestling, where does this stuff apply? And, you know, but inside of pro wrestling, you almost can't put a value on the experience because it's truly like after 24 years or however long I've been doing this, like, it's all the journey. It's all the ride. Like, I don't know what the destination is. And at this point, I don't really care.
So, I mean, you were in NXT at a time where they had some pretty experienced guys in NXT in general. But is that something that would come up a lot? Because, I mean, obviously they have a great coaching staff there. But someone who has traveled the world, obviously you could provide an awful lot of help to people like that. I maybe I'm wrong. I believe you did a guest coaching spot there in the last year or so as well.
I did. I think that that's, you know, in some ways, when we were there, the black and gold was still kind of somewhere between developmental and regular, you know, third brand, and it kind of got volleyed.
Selling out arenas, though. Selling out arenas.
I mean, I'm going to watch my language here. That time was, it was special. It was definitely special. And I don't know that if you set out to design it that way, and I could be wrong because Triple H is brilliant when it comes to pro wrestling. Maybe it came out exactly how he designed it, but I have this feeling that, like, you know, there were so many variables at play that some of it was definitely set up and follow through. And then other parts of it just happened to be things, you know, serendipitous, just kind of falling into place because the variables were there.
I mentioned that you're a little bit of everywhere. So I think, like, New Japan and the PC coaching spot last year, I think Impact the year before that, and AEW mm-hmm. before that. WWE before that, but you had a boxing fight as well, and I ended up winning it. It wasn't. I mean, I seem to remember, like, back in 2010, you had it was either a boxing or a kickboxing fight as well, right?
Yeah. So kickboxing, I had I was 4-1 as an amateur kickboxer.
Okay.
I've been doing martial arts since I was 8 years old. So striking predominantly, but I have the four fights in amateur kickboxing, and then this boxing fight kind of just fell on my radar, and it was going to be in Dubai, where yeah. I not only had never been but never really thought about going to. They were gracious enough to fly my agent, my coach, and my wife. My wife and I.
I heard it was a nice deal. When I was told about
it, beautiful.
I was told it was a very nice deal.
Yeah, it was really, really something special. And I got to fight on a Floyd Mayweather undercard. You know, I just felt like, okay, this is something that on my deathbed, there's no way I'm going to regret doing this, win, lose, or draw. And my wife and I got to see Dubai. You know, it just can't lose.
I remember, I think somebody actually dropped into my DMs and they're like, hey, this isn't out there yet, but Bobby Fish is fighting on the undercard of a Mayweather show. And, like, not that I doubted your abilities. I was like, how does that even come up? Like,
yeah. Well, then, I mean, let's face it. We don't.
It's amazing.
Pro wrestlers don't have necessarily the greatest track record of crossing sure. over into actual combat.
Butterbean made a career of beating pro wrestlers' asses in real fights. He beat up Sean O'Hare, Jesus.
He
beat up Bart Gunn. He did it to everybody.
Yeah. I'm not getting in the ring with Butterbean anytime soon, but
he's looking great lately. Did you see him doing the DDP thing?
100% I have, because I just recently got my DDP yoga certification as well.
Oh, incredible. And,
so now I'm able to coach that. And Dallas, man, I cannot. We would need a whole nother interview for me to go into how I feel about Dallas and
what
DDT
what a
yoga.
Guy. I hit him up when I first started my podcast in 2016, and I was like, hey, I used to do catch wrestling and some pro wrestling. Had a really bad neck injury. Did DDP yoga, and that's why I was able to wrestle again. And he goes, mm-hmm. cool, I want to sponsor your show. And I was like, wow.
That's
unbelievable.
Him.
Like, what?
That's the man in a nutshell. Yeah. I mean, so that boxing fight that you're talking about, he was my first sponsor.
Not surprising.
Same story. Yes.
Not surprising.
I called him. I don't think we were on the phone 6 minutes. And he was like, yeah, there's a check. I think the check got to my house while we were still on the phone.
That's he's such a guy. Not only that, Tommy Fury was on that show too.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Like,
yeah, cool experience.
Isn't it wild to think, like, when Batista had an MMA fight, like, just nobody cared. Like, nobody was talking about it at all. And now if you ran an MMA show full of pro wrestlers, it would be like a gigantic event.
It'd be huge. And I don't know if it's just the curiosity of, like, well, who can really go and who can't. I don't know. And I know growing up, Haku was of legendary status. as just being a man.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And who, you know, just if it had to go down, he's who you wanted in your foxhole. And nowadays it's like there's just so much overexposure when it comes to social media and everything. And, you know, a lot of the dirt gets out there. And you know, so let's be honest, there are some people who are not the greatest people in the world, and their locker room antics or whatever, they make the dirt sheets. And I don't know, at the end of the day, like, I feel like with Haku especially, it was like, you know, at the end of the day, he was a man. And you know, you lay your shoulders down because it's pro wrestling. We're doing what we do. This is our job. But don't some people like, not even some people, all of us, you know, we're still somebody's husband. We're still somebody's father. We're still, you know, we're still men. And I will not be, you know, called out or spoken to in a less than respectful way. Doesn't matter who it is.
Is there anybody within the ring that either tried to test you, or maybe you all just like grappled around like during a match and you're like a little surprised at what it is that they were able to bring? Like maybe you had no idea that they even had that type of pedigree or background or anything like that.
No, nobody comes to mind other than, you know, and there was no surprise to this, but like Matt Riddle and I, we would roll a little bit at the PC at times. And, you know, there's no secret, and there's no, it was no surprise that Riddle can handle himself. And again, another guy that's just a ridiculous athlete.
I watched him do a seminar at, I think it was Evolve or something. And as a part of the seminar, he would like consecutively grapple every person in there. And it was like, step up, get tapped out in 12 seconds, step up, get tapped out in 12 seconds, get to the back of the line, figure it out. It's like, you just, there are levels to it, obviously.
There are.
So again, we've mentioned MLW, Alex Kane this week. Is there anybody else in MLW that you look at and you're like, oh, okay, I'd like to get in there with them. I've got to do that. Obviously, there's been some roster turnover of late, but you're a part of that. You're a part of that roster turnover. Yeah. You're helping sort of replenish things for them.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really excited about. Like I said earlier, it's more or less like, give me some of these younger guys, because I know that some of what I have and can really offer from a value standpoint to the company itself and to help this company grow is going to be that is, you know, I've been everywhere that there is to be in modern day pro wrestling. You know, I feel like I've worked everywhere, like you had said earlier, and I've been, it's not so much my mind and knowledge per se, as much as it's the stuff that I have, you know, picked up along the way, picked from other minds like Fit Finlay, like William Regal, like Triple H, Shawn Michaels, you know, being exposed to the way that Gato books New Japan, all the way back in my early years coming up. You know, I worked with and for Mitsuharu Misawa, worked so many times with Kenta Marufuji over there, but also with friggin' Kobashi. I'm pretty sure I got the life chopped out of me by Kobashi for the first 2 years. You know, and it's just, I look at my career now and I realize, like, wow, there's a ton of value there that I picked up along the way. And I didn't even realize that I was picking it up. Now I have that and I would like a place to share it.
I know that I can't remember who the interview was, but you were a good sport about the memes about your age. I saw yes. those and you were like, the good ones I appreciate. Yeah. Also, there's the where's the lie meme.
Yes.
What are your feelings on that becoming a thing on social media?
I mean, I kind of wonder myself. I haven't found it yet. So where is it? Like, we need to uncover this thing.
Not here on Fightful. That's for damn sure.
That's right. No lies.
No lies to be found here on Fightful. I mean, I think that says a lot that you're a good sport about it. You know that people are going to chop up the clip of you saying, I want to work with younger talent. And somebody's going to say, oh, like Luthez.
Yeah, of course. And and that one I appreciate, you know, I'm not even, and that, you know, that's the thing that's always gotten me too about the age thing is like, we're all doing it. Yeah. Like, we're all getting older. This is just what it is. So how can that be pointed out as someone's shortcoming?
To me, I never saw it as a shortcoming. I think that it was a lot of people going like, really? He's that old? Because you don't seem like it in the ring. You've never seemed like it in general. You obviously take very good care of yourself. I think it came as a shock to so many people. Right. It's like when people realized in 1990, Earthquake was like 26. And, you know, back when haircuts were men. But like people like there's now the meme of him as the shark and people were like, he's 13 years old in this picture. And that's become a thing now. It's like the inverse of that.
Well, the internet is undefeated. And and I don't know how, because some of these younger kids now with their ability to like edit and use the software, like they whip it out in a second. But, these things are, if it makes sense, if it's catchy or if it's, you know, well thought out, like, I'm a sucker for a good pun. I'm a sucker for like just creativity within humor and, just make it a good one. Just don't, you know, and don't use other people's stuff. I think that's where it gets to me too, is where it's like, okay, I've been called old 100 times. Let's call me something else. I'm sure there, I'm not batting 1,000 outside of the old thing.
So as we start to wrap up, we have seen some of your former Undisputed Era friends over in AEW doing the Undisputed Kingdom story. Yes, is that something that you've paid attention to? Maybe had your eye on a little bit? Is it something that, like, even you've had any talks about joining or anything like that?
The four of us are never not in communication with each other, at least on some level. Obviously, in the black and gold days, I mean, we were in more regular contact.
Sure.
But at this point, like, we still have it's on my phone and on all their phones, and it's the Dude Crew. That's the title. And we none of us go more than a couple weeks without checking in with each other, sometimes more than others. But yeah, we're always kind of up to speed on each other. And I know Kyle's getting healthy again, and that makes me really, really happy. And to see Adam healthy-ish and Roddy able to get out there and do some of the things that he does best, which is, you know, obviously Roddy's always been the motor, but to see him kind of spread his wings a little bit more now with what they've been doing, I tip my hat to it, and I love seeing it because I'm seeing my friend, you know, kind of get outside of himself and be so damn entertaining at it.
Another one of my favorite memes was when, you know, hell was breaking loose in AEW and they're like, this person gets bit, this person gets punched. Meanwhile, Adam Cole how do I find this frog coin in Mario?
Like, yeah, he's a gamer.
He is wonderful fella too. Yeah. Like one of the nicest human beings.
Great person.
Able to flip that switch very easily.
He is.
We encourage everybody, check out MLW Intimidation Game this Thursday. Alex Kane against Bobby Fish. Can't wait for that one. In addition to a lot of great stuff on that show. But Bobby Fish, I want to thank you so much. Our first time, hopefully first of many interviews we get to here. Definitely want to pick your brain about other martial arts related things. But tell the people where they can find you, where they can support you.
You can find me on Instagram at the Bobby Fish, same handle on Twitter. BobbyFishApparel.com is where you can get all your Bobby Fish needs taken care of. The Undisputed Podcast with Bobby Fish. We drop episodes Wednesdays. It's me, Frank, and my friend Dennis. We have guests. Sometimes we just chop it up ourselves, but we've been doing that now for...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like almost 2 years, so
yeah. Guys, check it out. MLW Intimidation Games. You're gonna have Kojima and Suzuki, Rocky Romero and Mystico, The Calling versus Akira and Jake Chris, a couple of guys I really love watching. World Titan Federation against Second Gear Crew. Can't wait for that show.
Kojima and Suzuki, like seeing that's going to be happening stateside. If you're a wrestling fan and you're anywhere near that area, can make it, or based on the fact that you can, you know, just get it on Triller. If you're a wrestling fan and you don't like, I don't know, we can't be friends. Like, lose my number.
Insane show. I look at that show and I'm like, there's going to be some stiff strikes on this show. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I am going to beat the hell out of Alex Kane. I'm sure he's got something coming back my way. But I will tell you this, Sean, my intentions are going to be dark and violent.
And that's before we even get to like Ricky Shane Page and Sami Callihan against Akira, who's just like, you know, constantly got a chip on his shoulder, looking to prove himself. Jake Crist, who has been around forever, doing incredible work. Really good show here. Bobby Fish, I want to thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure, and I would be happy to share time with you anytime. So let me know. Yes, sir.
Until next time, guys, we're out.